Hello?
Bob McNamara, Mr. President.
Well, how are you getting along with your friends today?
Oh, very well, as a matter of fact. I think the, whatever you call it, two minus or one plus or one and a half came out okay.
Well, it's all right.
I think the reaction here has been good. I met with a lot of business leaders this afternoon, or business defense contractors. They all approved it. The press has been good. Inside the government has been
Have you talked to any of the press?
Yes, I have. And around the Pentagon, and they seem to accept it as an appropriate reply.
Now, what are you doing about taking over?
Oh, I sent a crew down there last night, and with instructions of what kind to weed out, and they're due back Monday.
I was sending some rather suspicious fire.
Well, I had them divide all the humans down there into several groups. All the humans were several groups, and one group was suspected subversive, and one group was known subversives, and another group was suspected subversives. Now, I don't know how many are in each group. That's what they're going to bring back with them, but we'll have all that information to be prepared and documented.
And then possible ones or something, so that and you could be studying them now. Okay, have you heard any more on this this leak stuff? I see the Times has got the White House leaking in now.
I saw that this afternoon. I've been trying to check down the department. I can't say it didn't come out of the department.
No, I know it did. I know it did. One of my men saw it in his possession, Air Force file. Just a general statement of a page or two.
That's right. I finally found the paper that Zucker sent over, a copy of it.
But he got this from an Air Force major.
An Air Force major.
Yeah. He wouldn't tell him who it was. He got indignant with us. We have a conversation with him, with one of my men, in which he said we were extremely uncooperative and we had to tell Zucker to let him quote directly, that Zucker had placed the limitations that he couldn't quote directly from the file. Now, as I understand it, I have authority to release files, and I'm going to tell the committee to ask for them and let them get the state file and the FBI file and the Air Force file. I think it's an outrage the Air Force ever allowed that fellow to resign with that kind of a record.
I completely agree.
But when I get back there, I'm going to do it. But in the meantime, I'd like for you to find out to near as you can where it came from.
Yeah.
Now, Zucker knows where it came from because Zucker placed a limitation on this stuff. And this fella asked us, this fella asked to see me, demanded he see me, and didn't say what he wanted to see me about, but said it was a matter of great concern to me. I told him I couldn't see him, and I had that group of senators on that night or whatever it was, and I just couldn't do it. He said he had to get some material back by 8 o'clock the next morning. So I told him to see one of my men. The next morning, one of my men saw him. And he saw this file. He didn't read it, but he saw it in his hand. He told him that he'd gotten it from an Air Force major, but Sukert wouldn't let him quote directly from it. That he wanted the president, said, I'm trying to help the president, doing every damn thing I can, and said he's stubborn and uncooperative and mean, and he ought to get on the phone and tell Zucker to let me quote directly. Our man told him we couldn't do that. We wouldn't do it. Told him we had a summary. We knew that this fellow was not a reliable fellow. And what he said didn't concern us, but in our judgment, it was worse. It was bad to publish it. Then the Washington Post called us, boy worked for me over there, used to, as general counsel, said he thought he's libelous. We told him we did too. We hoped he wouldn't publish it. It couldn't do anything but give it a standing it shouldn't have. And the fellow was no good, but that didn't mean that they ought to publish it because it was libelous. And the lawyer tried to stop it. They finally concluded they'd let Bobin sucked into this fellow, and he'd been leading Al Finley around so much, Reynolds had, that he finally decided that they let him answer it, so they went ahead and published it. But we urged them not to publish it, just as I urged you to try to keep it from getting published.
We got to Pearson that night, and we had it stop one night, but it didn't stay stopped long. And the next morning, which I guess was Tuesday morning, he decided to go again. Well, I'll get out and see if we can find this major. It'd be highly desirable if we could prove that it came out of the Pentagon. I know, and I'll do what I can on it.
Now, I think it'd be highly desirable that that we make available all that stuff. Now, they tell me you've got some regulation. You can't make it available.
Well, I think there's a regulation in the government that states that no FBI report can be made available.
Well, this is not an FBI report. I think Hoover's got a custom. He doesn't make it. I've never seen an FBI report, but this is one make it. FBI report, but this is the record kept on this man. And in the State Department, it seems to me that what they did, here's what I understand they did. That shouldn't have been. They got back and they got to worrying about it. And they thought, well, now we've covered up here, and we ought to tell the committee the truth. Now, this wasn't inspired by us. We had nothing to do with it. We had no knowledge about it. We didn't know he was a phony. If we'd have known he was a phony, we never would have bought any insurance from him. But the Air Force got to worrying about it, so they took the real file up. We'll say a Underbridge dictionary file, thick one, and showed it to the council of the committee. But presumably they had some kind of a regulation that they on a personnel file that you don't turn them over some way or other. But I think that we ought to find out what it is, and they ought to tell that committee the full truth.
Well, I'll get back.
That's all anybody wants is just the committee to have all the facts, not the doctored facts that Talbot let him out, but the facts that were in there ahead of time and why they were wanting him out. And I
got back into it the other night when I got into it. I got to the point where they had shown the committee the full and official personnel file, which had no information of this kind in it, and that was the only file they had. Then last Saturday, I guess, the Evening Star printed part of Reynolds' testimony in which he alluded to some of these events that subsequently led to his dismissal, and indicated that the senator had then on Monday, I guess, or over the weekend or sometime in that period, the Air Force allegedly went back and dug into their records and came up with this other material and quotes from the FBI, and this is why based on FBI, they say they didn't subsequently release it to the committee, although they told the committee about it.
I know the Judiciary Committee has an FBI file available to the chairman any time. It seems to me that the Air Force and the State Department and the Justice Department to FBI, upon request by the committee, ought to make it available to the committee, whatever they have, whether it's usable or not. And all we want is the facts, and I don't want to persecute the guy, and I'd prefer they never heard of him again, but I don't want to have it dumped on me that we're calling around. Now, what happened was Abe Fortas told Noyes and told Kay Graham that this story, they sent in a story for us to look at that they'd written, which was not a true story. It was just an incorrect story. Walter Jenkins said in his statement that they surveyed, that he had nothing to do with the arrangements made between Mr. Reynolds and the station. Now, there were no arrangements between Mr. Reynolds and the station. The arrangements were between Mr. Young and the station. So they brought in the story, and they were quoting that, and they said, now, that's not the testimony, and the testimony will be released tomorrow, and when you see the testimony, you'll see the truth. And we just suggest, instead of trying to get the White House to confirm a distortion or at least a misleading statement, that you wait till the testimony's in. So now apparently the Times and the Post and the Star have gotten together and say, well, somebody's trying to suppress something because we asked them to rely on the official testimony instead of on somebody that was leaking that testimony a day ahead of time. So that constitutes suppression on our part. And then they go one step further now and say White House aides are trying to turning over this stuff to Pearson. Now, We told Pearson that we knew about it. We didn't raise it with Pearson. We didn't know what Pearson had. Pearson called us, demanded to see me, and finally saw my man the next morning and had to return the file that morning. But he had it out of the Air Force. Now, I don't want to get after Pearson. I've got enough trouble, but that's damn bad business for him to be having an Air Force file overnight. And incidentally, he got the State Department file the next day. Said he's going to get it from Harriman. Now, we've never seen the State Department file. But that may give you a little clue, too, in your studies. But there's some major. There may be a major that's an aide there to Zucker or something. But you can ask Zucker what major it was, gave it to him. Okay.
He swears up and down it didn't come from the Air Force, but I'll put the Inspector General on it. We'll just dig deep, that's all, and see what we find.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Now, you think Guantanamo's going to riot for a day or two?
Oh, I do. I'm reasonably pleased, unless we have some riots down there this weekend, which I really don't think we will.
Have you had any belly aching from the group is there?
No, not yet. It's a little early to get that, but it's been quiet.
Yeah, I mean, from our own group, those that disagreed with you.
No. Oh, no. Today it went fine. McCone came over, and I spent time with him, and I spent some time with Mac this afternoon.
What's happened? What?
We're all good shape.
What happened to McCone?
I don't know. When I find that I'm supposed to be excessively hard by McCone, I'm overreacting. I begin to question myself. But I don't know. He was in good humor today, and Mac was too. And I haven't seen Bobby Kennedy, but everyone else is fine. Dean Rust, good shape.
Okay.
Thanks, sir. Bye. Oh, one thing, Mr. President. May I talk to Bill Moyer about this? I may need some help from him on names. So.
Operator?
Get me Pierce Salinger.
Yes, sir.
Mr. President?
Mr. Secretary?
Yeah.
You still want us to speak to the
President? Well, just a second, Mr. President.
All right, one moment.
Yes, sir. Was Secretary McNamara on the line?
Yeah.
May I speak to Bill Moyer?
Yeah.
May I speak to Bill?